Well, hello, AEW fans.
AEW.
It is time for another episode of Light the Fire. Light the Fuse. Light the Fire. I'm thinking the NWA. What I have to say is, please bear with us. Obviously, I know the show's a bit ropey at the moment, but we're still getting going. And we're working on a schedule to get co-hosts and some local Northern Ireland wrestlers to talk about their experiences in the biz, and also to talk about their opinions on AEW and what's going on. Now, let's look at some news. This week, it has all been going on with regards to AEW. I mean, we've got a new women's match announced for Full Gear. It looks like Dr. Britt Baker will be facing Bea Priestley, so finally the culmination of that storyline. Let's just hope that Bea Priestley doesn't manage to give anyone else another concussion. She's a bit known for that. On other news, her colleague Shanna, who is a fantastic wrestler from England, has been given a 3-year contract with AEW, so that's pretty cool. This week on Dynamite, apparently Pac is going to fight Trent. That's going to be a hell of a match. Other news, Seth Rollins recently had a bit of a go at the AEW by calling it the minor leagues, which has incensed Jim Ross, who basically said, well, maybe someday you'll be as over as your girlfriend. So that's pretty rough stuff coming from Big Jim. He doesn't mince his words. He was famous for it in WCW. Backstage, he was the one who, if he didn't like it, he was the first one to speak up. You knew he didn't like it. Now, I believe old Seth, who, to be honest, I've never been a big fan of, and he stopped, pardon me, he stopped the career of Sting by hurting his neck in a match, so I'm not a huge fan. He is a bit of a fool. Now, apparently he's also been having a bit of a spat with Kenny O. So, I mean, it's a bit of a shame. But Omega had said that if pro wrestling was just one big promotion, the NXT talents would be basically working dark matches. And Rollins then responded and said that Kenny was in the minor leagues, which is what has caused this whole rift and JR taking the shot. Now, I wouldn't want to be the guy who pisses off Jim Ross, especially not in the wrestling industry. So that's kind of interesting stuff. Other news from around the wrestling sphere. The recent Crown Jewel was a bit of a disaster. Now, obviously, WWE doing any business with Saudi is always going to be rough, but the fact that the show went on late, they had women wrestling in the show, and that was a big deal, but the Saudi sort of went, And then, also, there was the fact that there's $390 million still owed, and the Crown Prince wouldn't let the plane take off, so he essentially held WWE staff and wrestlers to hostage. That didn't go over too well. Apparently WWE now are rethinking their ideas of their relations with the Saudis, and looking at the possibility that that would be the last Crown Jewel, which wouldn't be a bad thing, because to be fair, it was a bit of a disaster. Most of the WWE shows lately have been a bit of a disaster. The fact that they brought in Eric Bischoff only to kick him out, what, 4 weeks later? He was made to fall on the sword, to be honest. That was not a proper call. Impact has got interesting, believe it or not. While, you know, everybody obviously derides Impact, and rightly so, it's the fact that there is anybody still working there is a surprise to me. Truthfully. Because you've got so many of those guys now, and it's just like, really? You haven't got one big name other than Tessa Blanchard. Well, now they do. They have a personal favourite of mine, Joey Ryan, the king of the Dickplex. Now, the only thing is, they put him up in a match against Ken Shamrock, and Ken Shamrock looks absolutely stunningly good at this age. I mean, a man his age has no right to look so well, but he does. Absolutely ripped the bits, and just, he looked kick-ass. I really hope and pray that they do not screw up his run, because he deserves one last run. I mean, he had a hard time recently with that whole crap about his brother and the dogs and things. So he deserves one last good run to just give his fans something to remember him strongly by on the wrestling side of things. I mean, he was always excellent, in my opinion, in MMA. He was always great in WWE. So the crack is that I think this run on Impact should seriously be the tail end of his career, but also be just the thing, just the ticket, just the give him a lovely wee send off. Now, NWA are gearing up for their first Into the Fire pay-per-view. Looks awesome. Jimmy, bless him, had some interesting comments to make recently, which landed him in some hot water with the good folks at NWA, but he has since apologised. Bit of a racial disagreement, but it wasn't meant as they were explaining. Other news about Jimmy. Believe it or not, Jim Cornette put Darby Allin over. He put somebody from AEW over. It was Darby Allin. He said the guy's got some great skill, great personality, but the moves he's doing is going to end his career real quick. And I have to agree. I mean, those coffin drops, there's only so many of those that you can take. And he's a young man. He needs to think on the long term, on his career. Now, I'm going to start watching Dark pretty soon and see what's going on. In other news, Le Champion, Chris Jericho, had a little bit of a message for Tanahashi over in Shin Nihon. Tweener will love this. Apparently, he's going to challenge Tanahashi at some stage. It looks great. AEW have also announced that they are going to be running a UK show at some stage pretty soon. But to be honest, they've just said there's going to be a UK show. At the minute, it's all very early stages, I would imagine, much like the video game, the toys, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully we get some action figures and stuff for Christmas, though. Apparently, good old RVD, Rob Van Dam, the man who just can't give up, has returned to Impact Wrestling again with Sabu, because nowhere else will take them. And he's been saying some nasty things about good old AEW. He's saying that Impact is way better than whatever else people are marking out on. He's finally lost it. He really has. I think the whole split from his wife and all that stuff, he's just gone off the deep end. Bischoff has actually made some pretty interesting comments this week about the fact that Vince has his eye on 83 Weeks, by the way, with Conrad Thompson, about the fact that Vince has his eye on AEW. Apparently it was actually Vince himself who told Eric that his run was over, but even asked Eric for his advice on AEW, which is strange. I think we're going to see Eazy-E turn up in AEW real soon. And again, he's saying, you know, that AEW is better than NXT because of the audience. The audience really are more engaged. I think the presentation of AEW is very, very 90s, late 90s, sort of mid to late 90s WCW style, which sits well with me. So it's real southern wrestling on its back. he hasn't spoken to anybody at AEW, but apparently, I reckon he could be going there. I mean, it's a no-brainer. He really needs to go to AEW, and I think if he turned up on TNT, wow, it'd be a hell of a match. So you know, it's getting interesting out there. We're getting some more interest from some indie guys that want to move into the AEW sphere. A lot of people are trying to choose it now over the other place, which is interesting to me. So I'm gonna go and watch Dark, and we will have a. Oh, actually, last week's Dark. Yeah, last week's Dark was great, by the way. As always, hosted by the great Tony Schiavone. Dustin Rhodes and Sonny Kiss versus Peter Avalon. And QT Marshall was a particular highlight. QT Marshall, typical bad guy eating apple, all that shit. But Dustin Rhodes and Sonny Kiss came out in matching outfits, and it looked awesome. And the rumor is that those outfits were made by a former WWE seamstress. There's Darby Allin versus Jimmy Havoc versus Jack Evans Fall Count Anywhere match. It was all right. I'm not a big fan of sort of this hardcore stuff, but Darby Allin and Jimmy Havoc really have a down pat. Emi Sakura, I really am not a fan of Emi Sakura. I know she's a big star in Japan and all that. The Freddie Mercury angle just doesn't go over well with me. She just she bores me. But she was versus Penelope Ford and Ali and CeeDee Gibbs in a field four-way. Excellent match. Penelope Ford came off well. Ali, fantastic as usual. So, I mean, a pretty good show last week. So this week's show looks even better. And I can't wait. There's going to be some pretty good stuff coming up. So look forward to the next show, and I'll see you on episode 4. Just as a side note, watching NWA Power here again, the fuck is going on with Mr. Anderson's gut? Jeez, I thought that Jericho's gut was bad, but wow.